Although sensors in the right places can detect tsunamis before they hit land, scientists still cannot predict the earthquakes that cause them. There's a lot we don't know about Earth science. It was less than 40 years ago that geologists fully accepted the role of tectonic plates in how the Earth's crust shifts. Recently, researchers discovered a new kind of earthquake, far deeper and longer lasting than ordinary quakes. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The San Andreas Fault is most nervous-making where it crosses through dense urban areas, such as the San Francisco Bay Area and the Los Angeles Basin. The fault is just plain fascinating in the rural parts of the state. On one recent day, Peter Mallon from Duke University shows off the fault as it passes through the rolling hills of the Shalom Valley, cow country in central California.
We're in the zone that makes the San Andreas, but we're about to enter it here, and you'll be able to tell exactly where it is. Okay? Because the stream's going straight. Nothing's perturbed it here much, right? A little bit. Now look what it's going to do here. Now we're in the fault. Right here.
The sharp bend in the stream here is caused by occasional but very violent earthquakes. The most dramatic one in historic times struck here in 1857. In a few seconds, Los Angeles moved 30 feet closer to San Francisco. This segment of the San Andreas is once again in the geology spotlight. As Mallon explains, scientists have recently discovered that many miles under this very spot, the Earth is moving in mysterious ways. There are super deep tremors.
And we don't know what their connection at this point is with respect to the recurrence of earthquakes in the area, but it's clear that something is sliding and creating a signal in the ground.
But interesting to think about, huh?
It's very interesting, given that this was the beginning of the 1857 earthquake here.
These odd seismic events have presumably been occurring for as long as the Earth's giant tectonic plates have been grinding against one another. They've just recently been discovered. And they were quite the buzz at a huge convention of Earth scientists in San Francisco, the American Geophysical Union meeting. Robert Nadeau from the University of California at Berkeley says they were easy to overlook in the usual course of earthquake research.
We typically are looking for earthquakes, so we'll only look at 30 seconds of data. And we would see this kind of shaking over 30 seconds, but we didn't really see a beginning and an end, and we just blew it off as some kind of a noise source.
But 2 years ago, scientists in Japan took a close look at that apparent noise. They determined that it wasn't just noise, it was seismic activity. But instead of being the familiar quick jolt, the activity lasted up to an hour or more. So Nadeau decided to listen for similar tremors along the San Andreas. He found them.
And basically, they last on the order, on the San Andreas Fault, in the order of about 10 to 20 minutes.
They apparently originate 15 or 20 miles beneath the surface of the Earth. That means this seismic activity is happening well below where ordinary earthquakes start, which is typically down just a mile or two. In fact, these deep quakes are apparently below the Earth's crust in the upper mantle. Nadeau says it's still rock down there.
But it's under pressure and temperature, so it starts to behave a little differently than the rocks that we're used to kicking around on the ground. It's more like silly putty, if you will. It sort of flows and grinds up, and you don't get real sharp faults. You don't have well-defined large fractures in the ground. You have more of a zone where the deformation's taking place.
Geologists would dearly like to know whether these deep tremors have anything to do with earthquakes. Nadeau has seen hints that tremors at this great depth are sometimes followed by earthquakes on the fault above. Bill Ellsworth at the U.S. Geological Survey is thrilled about the discovery of long, super deep tremors. He says it's the first time in 50 years they found a new source of seismic activity.
If indeed it's at depths of 20 to 40 kilometers, then it would indicate that there are important processes in the upper mantle, perhaps movement of fluids that are intimately related to the movement of the San Andreas above. So it's a very exciting result.
The big push now is to look for more of these events. Robert Nadeau is studying super deep seismic signals to see if he can find any unusual activity around the time of a recent earthquake that occurred not far from where he first heard these deep tremors. He's also expanding his search to listen for these signals elsewhere on California's fault lines. So this is clearly just the beginning. Richard Harris, NPR News.